the Gemara in Bamalikin Shabbos the final of the days in the Sugi Chanukah braces off. Turn up on him. Mitzvahs Nechanukah Ne Ishu Beisai. Think of the Kunim Nechanukah was one Ne for each house. But Mahadin, the Mishnah says the way to do the Mitzvah Mo Mahuda is Ne Lachol Echav Echad. There should be a Ne for each person in the house. But Mahadim and Mahadim to do it more Mahuda is Machagus Beshayim Besinul. We pass like Besinul that Yom Yishin Malak Achas Mikamein Lech Mesa Bahaylech. That each day you light to feed the days of the of Chanukah. Poshim Shat in the Mahadim, Nel Chachav Echad means, I think we all understand it is, that everyone lights a Menorah. Everyone should light their own Menorah. But the Ram, as we pass in the Ramah, in the Rechaim Simitofi Shayin Alof Sif Beis, but the Ram has the Vinshita. Da mes khoyem khudish de geshite, da mes zogt in perg dam hoch khanik a loch alf. Kam ne is hum alf begann, ka hem ne is di line gann, ka mit swasse shi ko bei se bei smagne erfat. Mika din de main mit is each house should have ko bei se bei should have one there. Bein shi yan shi bei se mubin, bein shi lo hi bei ad mechat. Sai if it was one person, let me say if it's many person, they could then is one there. For mahadis, a mitzvah person wants to be mahadis, and be done in mahadin. Madlik neiris, kamini anshei habayis, nen lechol echad. Ramzal Shin is Madlik, Lashin Yochid, that one person should like neighbors could feed the minion of the people in the house. That's the Ramashit. The Ramashit is, Nen Lechol Echav Echad does not mean that everybody actually lights the menorah. The Nen Lechol Echav Echad is going on the Rosh Habayis, the father, when he lights, he should light according to the people in the house. And Ram explains right that, let's say there's 10 people in the house. So the first night, again, the Ikamis would be one there. And Mahajan, according to the Rambam, would be, the father himself would like 10 neighbors, one for each person in the house. And the second night, the father would like 20 neighbors. Till the eighth night, the father light 80 neiros. Can you imagine lighting 80 neiros, one person? But that's according to Ram how you do it. One person lights kafi anshei habayis. So why does Ram learn this way? In the that's not in the Braisa. The Braisa says nel l'chol echav echad. I think most people teach it. Everyone should light a neir. Why is the Rambam teach it this way? Nel l'chol echav echad means the number of neiros, but it's only the Rosh habayis, only the father lighting. What's pshat in the Rambam? Second, they have to understand what's the machoikas. So the Ramah learns this way, the Ramah learns that way. What's the machoikas? The Beis Halevi, and he has a different kasha. The Biskrobians are there and safe on the Ramah. For Shem the Beis Halevi, he is on the Ramah. He says, why is the Ramah chaylag on the Ramah? Because b'derech haklal, the Ramah is never chaylag on another Rishonim. What the Ramah does is, if he'll find other Rishonim that hold, not like the Ramah, who might be mechriya like the other Rishonim. He himself is not just chaylag. If the Ramah says one way, the Ramah is not just chayil. If he found the Ran or Dvor, Rashba, he could be mechir like them and keg in the Rambam. But just to be chayil in the Rambam, why is the Ramah chayil in the Rambam? In fact, the Beis Halevi, where do we find any Rishayim in the chayil in the Rambam? The Gemara says, Nel Nechol Echav Echad. Taka the Poshup Shab maybe doesn't mean like that, but the Rambam says, Claude, and Nel Nechol Echav Echad is going on the father. And no one says differently. Rashi, the Ran, the Rishayim, no one talks about it. No one says, like Rambam, if I care, but you have a Pesh Rambam, why is the Ramah chayil? I think his kash is a little bit more because if you look in the Ramah says, the Yeshayimim, the whole Echab, and the Habayis Yalak, the Chayna Minik Pasha. The Yeshayimim is the Ramah that Pshat Nen Lachol Echab Echad is every person in the house lights himself. So I think the kash is, who's the Yeshayimim? The Ramah is not even saying Pshat himself, he's saying Yeshayimim. So who are these Yeshayimim that are Chalak on Ramah? So the Biskarov wants to say Pshat in the Ramah, Pshat in the Machalik is. This famous piece, Mefish Tikkel from Beis Halevi in Tshuvas. In Tshuvas Beis Halevi, Chang Beisum and Mzayin, Beis Halevi talks about another machlekes with the Rambam and the Ramah in the Yerani Mila. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Afkuf from Gimel Beis, Tanurban, Hamol, Kozman Shu Oisik with Minga, while a person is the Moyle is doing Minga, Chayze Beinat Tzitzin and Makanis Minga, Beinat Tzitzin Shein Makanis Minga. The Gemara talks about, by Mila, there's something called Tzitzin. Tzitzin is a chayim like Basa. And some of that basav is ma'ak of the minga, pashut, it's part of the ola. If you don't cut off that piece of basa, it's part of the ola, you didn't finish the minga. And then there's some basa that's not ma'ak of the mila. It's not the ola, but it's done for hid the mitzvah. It's ma'ad of the minga. The minga is moshen and mila. It's also part of the kingdom and reyu. It's part of the mitzvah, the nyani of hid the mitzvah. We have all mitzvahs. So the Braisa says that while you're being mal, then you could go back for everything. Even if it's a ma'akvin, of course, you go back, because you didn't do a meal without that. And you can even go back if it's a shame ma'akvin. You go back to hid the mitzvah. But Pirish, one the Rashi Tashi Sin Chasiyodai, once the mal finishes and he removes his hand from the kid and he's done with the mingla, then al tzitz ma'akvin se mingla chayza. Then you go back if you left over some of the olam of a shteitz, so you have to go back. You didn't finish the mingla, you have to go back. The al tzitz But for, just for the mitzvah, you don't go back. You don't go back.
Shabbos.
Oh, so that's the most Islamic. So Rashi and the Torah, they weren't going on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, don't forget Shabbos, but that's a milah, is a malacha. What's the malacha of milah? I mean, it could be kites, it could be geizes. There's a rivash, the magramah means down, cutting fingernails, is the rice on Shabbos, malachas geizes. If you might see dam, which doesn't always happen, but if you might see dam by this extra cutting of the tzitzin, then it'll be chabura, which is mafarek, it's a sugin ksubis, tafheim abeis, but that's a milah, is a malacha the rice. And the whole het, the meaning of a Shabbos exists, because the meaning of Isman is decha Shabbos. Of Hashtetzich, only meaning of Bismana is Deicha Shabbos, but Hidemitz is not Deicha Shabbos. So that's how Rashi and the Torah learn this Braisa. It's talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos, Kolzman that you're Oisik in the meaning, you didn't finish, the Moyle's allowed to even do Hidemitz. He's allowed to cut him in the middle of Hidemitz because it's all called one Maisa Chatichim. As I read this Chatichim, this Mila is Mutta on Shabbos, you could do the whole, you could do it right. You could do it in one shot, you could do the Hidemitz also. Yeah, but it's considered one shot. So it's considered one Maisa Chayas says, but I mean, that's the way I understood it. Helps you understand. Why is it Mutta, Kolzman? Continuing, yeah.
It must mean another chaticha, otherwise it's not saying it. It doesn't mean that the first chaticha cut off everything.
Right. But yeah,
the first chaticha cut off everything.
But it's somehow connected, it's considered one maisa.
It didn't pull away his hands. It's still a chiddush.
Some are still considered part of the maisa mina. This is all part of the what's Deicha Shabbos. But Silik on Shabbos, then you realize an hour later that you know the mingle was done. You did all tzitzim machmas mingle, but you forgot. You missed some tzitzim she'ein machmas mingle. It's not muhuda. You want to go back and make a hidemis. A hidemis is not Deicha Shabbos. Maybe you go back later, but a hidemis is not Deicha Shabbos. That's how Rashi and Torah. But mash b'klal according to Rashi and Torah that b'choil you could go back. If it was a weekday, then for sure you could go back for Tzitz Shem Makim Tzimino. Then when you're only on Shabbos, the whole Bais Tzitz Shabbos, you don't go back to Tzitz Shem Makim Tzimino. But if it be a weekday and the Moyo realizes it's not Mahuda, he wants to go back and make it more Mahuda, be Mutta. Agav, Bemis, if you think about it, every Mila is really, besides the problem of Shabbos, the Chayr is an Issa of Chayr B'Chaveri. It's an Issa to be Chayr B'Chaveri, to make a Chabur in Yenim. So the teretz is if it's a Shem mitzvah, the tzayrich toiver the tinek to give him a muhuda the gemila. That's no shayel. That's not chayel. But you could go back on chayel even an hour later, even a day later. If it's weekday, according to Washington, you could fix the tishnei machmas gemila. So that's how they learn again. This whole brayse is talking about Shabbos on Shabbos. The Rambam is mavu the Rambam's chaylik. The tzaddik actually goes. The Rambam brings down this brayse from Shaynei in hilchos gemila, not in hilchos Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't write Hilchos Shabbos. And Hilchos Mingla, he writes that the B'shas the Mingla, Yechayz on Tzitz in the Makvin and Tzitz Shem in the Makvin. And if it's not B'shas the Mingla, you only go, if you're coming back later, you only come back for Tzitz in the Makvin and the Mingla, you only come back to fix the Mamash the Mingla itself, but you don't go back for Shem Makvin and the Mingla. So it's like against the Mishnah, the Rambam just writes the Stam in Hilchos Mila, he doesn't mention the word Shabbos. Obviously, he's learning the braces going even during the week. So Rambam Shita is that even during the week, you don't go back for Tzitz and Shem Makvin and the Mingla. You can't go back for Hidda Mitzvah. So if I go to Levi, why not? Why can't you go back to make a hidden mitzvah? He made a mistake. He didn't do muhud. He wants to fix it a few hours later. Why can't you go back and fix it? So Beis Levi wants to say,
the
Shalom Chayvel. Shalom Bavaita, but we're saying it's not Chayvel if it's a Tzorech of the Tina.
Why
is it? It's a Tzorech, it's not a Chayvel. But what's the Machaykus, the Ram and the Torah? And I go, there are more Paskins than like the Torah. That the only time you don't go back for Hidda Mitzvah on Mingla's on Shabbos. But during the week you do go back for Hidda Mitzvah, and the Rambam holds not. The Rambam is Mavur that even during the week you don't go back for Hidda Mitzvah. So what's the Machlekes? So Beis Levi wants to say the Machlekes is a Yisoistik of Machlekes in the Inyan of Hidda Mitzvah. The Rambam holds the whole Inyan of Hidda Mitzvah is only Shayach B'Shas HaMaisa Mitzvah. B'Shas you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, you could do Zeking Van Veyu. You could go and do a Hidda Mitzvah. But once you finish a Mitzvah and the Mitzvah was finished and you appearish, then you cannot go back and do Hidda Mitzvah. But if it be an Indian, then it won't be Shalom Chayvel.
It's not a Hindu.
We're going to get there. There's no meaning. Indian Hindu is only B'shas Maisa Mitzvah. And the other Rishayim, the Torah, and that's the Ramah Paskins, they're Chayvel. They hold no. Hindu Mitzvah could be B'shas Maisa Mitzvah. It could be after Maisa Mitzvah. Just because the Mitzvah is finished doesn't mean I can't go back and mach a Hindu Mitzvah.
Sits in the word, film the word. So
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but those are always, there's always going to be nacham ma'aseh. You're going to put on, even if I want to be mahadit now, tomorrow put on the sitzes mehuda, maybe over there. It's more of a shayin over here by mila. By mila, the mitzvah chayyeh is finished, and once it's finished, can you do hidden mitzvah? That's the machoikas. So the Rambam holds you cannot do hidden mitzvah once the mitzvah is finished, and the Torah and the Rambam will hold that you could do hidden mitzvah even after the mitzvah is finished. So Zokta Briskarov, according to this, is very good. Rambam is Lashitasei, and the Rambam is Lashitasei. They're both Lashitasei. Because according to the Rambam Shita, that you cannot do hidden mitzvah once you finish a mitzvah, that's why the Rambam has to learn the Braisa that Nel Chachachet is going on the father. Because if it would be the father, if the father would just light, and then the father would be Yetzah, the Kemitzvah, and the whole house would be Yetzah the Kemitzvah, and then he'd be finished. Then the next boy would come along, and he wants to do the Hidden Mitzvah of Nel Chachavechad. He can't do Hidden Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is finished.
He's being going to
the
Hidden Mitzvah,
make
a bracha for
Hidden
Mitzvah now?
Oh, we're going to get there. He's understanding it. He's saying that the Brayis is that Nel Chachavechad is the Hidden Mitzvah. If I'm a Hadrin, I'm sorry, the Hidden Mitzvah is Neishu Beisai. If I'm a Hadrin, it's Nel Chachavechad. So the Nel Chachavechad is just Hidden Mitzvah. You can't come and do Hidden Mitzvah now once the Hidden Mitzvah is finished. But the father, he could do it. Because he was sealed with
the
other.
Like the guy's hand is still there. Why isn't this?
Because the father let go. The father went away. Right. That's what the Rambam holds. The father can do Hidden Mitzvah. He was like sealed with the other. He got the first seed of the Mitzvah, but he could continue and light 80 Neiros on the eighth night. It's all part of, it's all connected to his Maisa Mitzvah. But once the father is Mesal Gyodai, that's not called.
Especially if somebody else is doing it.
Right. It's not as a hidden.
I got a source. Someone showed me in Minchas Asher here, Sakasha, that the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Rambam, that you, even on Shabbos here, that if two people do the meal, one person does the meal, another person does the priya, you could still go back to Tzitzin Hamakvin as a meal. Sheimak as a meal. You still do the mitzvah. That's not called Tzitzin Kesyodai because you had two people involved. So, fact they're here also, like Rebelli's asking, just because you have two people doing the halakas neiros, why is that called a hefsek? If the second kid goes right away, why is that a hefsek? But I don't think it's a sushtal, because over there it's pasha, the mila is the guf hamitzvah, the Mishnah says in Shabbos guf hamizayim, mol like parking king like mol. So, the vow doesn't make a difference, it's one person or two person. As long as the mitzvah wasn't finished, then you can continue to do the mitzvah. But over here, the risk of signing that once the father finished his halakha, that was the Ne'esh Basic, everyone was Yetzah, and you're only coming now to do the mitzvah. So, you can't do the mitzvah according to the Rambam once the mitzvah is finished. That's where the Rambam holds that everyone has to the father has to do the mitzvah himself. That's when Ne'esh goes on the father. But the Ramah Shitasa, the mother holds that you could go back and do Hidden Mitzvah by Mila after the Mitzvah was finished. The Ramah holds you could do Hidden Mitzvah after the Mitzvah was finished. The Ramah Shitasa, he holds that he knows the Bryce Kipshute, that Ne'el Chal Echad Ve'echad goes on the children's house. And that's very good who the Yeshemim is. When the Ramah, and why is the Ramah Chalak on the Rambam himself? And only is that Chalak himself? Who is he Semachan? He's Semachan the Tur and Rashi. He's saying the only reason Ramah went this way in the Bryce. By Chanukah, that has to be the father's Ram Lushitase, because Ram Lushitase holds you can't go back and do the Hidden Mitzvah. But according to Rashi and the Torah, that a Chalak by Mila, Tainet Ramah, they'll be Chalak by Chanukah also. They'll hold that you could go back and do the Hidden Mitzvah, even though the Mitzvah is finished. So the Yeshem that the Ramah probably means is Rashi and the Torah and Hilchos Mila. That's the Biskov's famous struggle. And the Blazer Shach and Avi Ezri over the Hilchos Chanukah, he was the thing on the Shtukah Biskov. Because he was the time that this was your timing that the Biskrov is chayav naming on that when the children light, the only mitzvah that Mekayim is Hidden Mitzvah. That's what the Biskrov is saying. He says the main mitzvah was finished, the father was Mekayim the main mitzvah, Ne Ishu Beisai. And now the Bnei Bayis, when they're coming to light, they're just doing Hidden Mitzvah. And that's mainly, that's this whole cheshman, this whole shakotayu, that you can't have Hidden Mitzvah after the mitzvah is finished. But Tainet of Shach, L'chayr is not true. L'chayr, when the children light, they're not just doing Hidden Mitzvah. L'chayr, they became the Ikka Mitzvah. Well, if you ask somebody, an average person, you ask him, when a Mitzvah boy lights in his house, where's his Ikka Mitzvah? Is he Yetzir Ikka Mitzvah with the father, or is he Yetzir with his own Menorah? Most people think, no, he's Yetzir himself, his own Mitzvah.
Well, Master the Mitzvah wasn't Kuimberg.
Right. That's what most people think. But I think Poshpish on the Brace, I think the Biskov is right. I think if you really learn good the Brace inside, and you look inside the Lashon of the Brace, How else do you read the Brisa? Ton Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah Ne'ishu Beisli. The Mitzvah Ne'ishu Beisli, and that's it. Everyone was Yitzhak. You can't change that. You can't change the fact. Everyone was Yitzhak. It's not a real mashal or a dogma, but once the father puts the mezuzah up, no one else will come along and say, I don't want to be Yitzhak with that mezuzah. I want to be Yitzhak myself. I'll put my own mezuzah. You can't. There's already mezuzah on this house. This house was Yitzhak. The same thing, Chazal and Masakin, they issue basically. They're Masakin and Nev at his house. Once there's a Nev at his house, the mitzvah was done. What's the Shaykh for to say the son to. The most the son could do is what the Bryce says, Vaidav, a Mahadrin El Chachavechad. You want to do Hidda mitzvah, everyone can light. The Chazal saying with Farish, when everyone lights, all they're being Makayim is Hidda mitzvah.
I don't think that's
much. How else do you want to have Mahadrin El Chachavechad?
There's three different ways to make Hadlok. Then there's another way to make
Hadlok,
which is Mahadin.
And it's a different way,
a totally
different
way, totally like the Shach said. It's a different way, totally.
That's the Chayyah saying.
How can you tell
them
to put seven extra layers?
That's not Makasha. We can get that, but it's not Makasha. You're not even Makasha either. How can you tell someone to do it this way?
because it's not a hidden on that mitzvah. It's a different type of Hadlok. You could do a Momo Huda Dikra Hadlok, but it's not a
Hidra. On the next Hidra, the Mahadim and Mahadim, you're Misha Marachas, Mecham Ve'elach, Mesa V'hoilach, V'shur Yev Akasha, what happened to him at such Lish? They all talk
no,
about
it. No, because they made a different, you could do a different Madreg of Hadlok. It's not a
hidden
on the
net. It didn't say that, but that's something. This is much for Shmuel Gerelich. Also told me this far. He wants to say that he was saying a little bit different, very similar to what you're saying. He wanted to say that Dos Guf is the Mahadran. The Mahadran is, don't be Yates with Nesha Beisai. Be Yates yourself. That's how you read the Bryce. Ton Abonim, this is Nechanaka Ishu Beisai. Dika Mitzvah is Nesha Beisai. Everyone can be Yates. But Mahadran is, don't be Yates with the Father. Be Yates yourself. That's the way of Shachar and for the Pashat, because I guess most people assume that way. That's when a child lights in the house, or a guest, or a member of the family lights himself. But most people think he's doing the main mitzvah.
That's because he's making a bracha.
Yeah. But the biskur, they talk about that also, but the bracha is not the biggest ra'ah either. I mean, you get that in a second. But in this chakira, what is the bar mitzvah boy doing when he lights himself? Is he doing the way the biskur understood, only hid the mitzvah? He's yaitzah the main mitzvah of the father. And himself, he's only coming to be Mekayim Hidda Mitzvah, or is he coming to be Yetzin like a Shachs? He's coming to be Yetzin the main Mitzvah, Chor B'Nafkamina and Mitzvah Chaskavana. We were speaking about this. We're Cheshish and Mandama, that Mitzvah Chaskavana. What should the boy be Mechavan? Should he be Mechavan to be Yetzin with his father, and now be Mechavan to be Yetzin Hidda Mitzvah? Or should he be Mechavan to be Yetzin the main Mitzvah? Chor is telling his Mechagas. So, Even more. Right. But if you didn't know about it, not the other time, you should be mechaber. Right. The ma'isa that Shach brings down from the truth of Kivege, which is chayv mashma like him, which Shach says beferish like him. Kivege madut in yonah simini gimel. I speak about a few in yonah, but he also brings down machlekes poiskim. On a shayla, if someone on a marshal, someone made a mistake and he didn't light enough neiris. For example, it was the seventh night and he thought it was the sixth. He made a mistake, he thought it was the sixth and he lights six candles. Six neiris. Then he looks out his window and he sees his neighbor's doing seven, he macht the cheshbon, and he made a mistake, it's really the seventh. So he goes back and he lights and he fixes it. A few minutes later, he goes back and he fixes it. What do? You go back and you put the seventh one. Pashut, you know, Shemzach, and he wants to do it right. He fixes it, he makes the seventh neir. Fixes the number of days. Does he make a bracha when he goes and lights that seventh one? There's a hefsek between the first six and this extra one. This seventh one, he's only coming to be mashlim and to fix up the hidden mitzvah of Basilo, the Mahadrin Mahadrin. The hidden mitzvah of he would. The ikkah mitzvah is yetzu with one. That's the right. Zichah is the one. He's coming out to fix the hidden mitzvah. Part of hidden mitzvah is Nelchach Ve'echad, and the second Mahadrin Mahadrin is Nekefi Yomim and the Yimei Chanukah, Yom HaYetzim. So now he's coming to light that. So that lighting of the seventh one is only hid the mitzvah, sure. That's just hid the mitzvah. Do you make a brach on that? So it's a machoikas. The Pichodesh says no, you don't make a brach on that. The only rabbi says you do. Machoikas from the Paiskim. So the Kivikas says, what's the machoikas? The machoikas is if you make a brach on hid the mitzvah. Well, Chazal Masak and a brach on a Zachbas is not the Ikka mitzvah, it's not the hid the mitzvah. So the Kivikas wants to say, you can bring a raya from the way we Mefiat Sech, we don't like the Ramah. That every child, everyone, they buy a slice of own menorah and zok kifegin l'chari. That's just hid the mitzvah, and even so, everyone makes their own bracha. So you see, everyone is making their own bracha. So the kifegin is no raya. Because when every child lights in the house, he's not just doing Hidda Mitzvah, he's being Mekayim the Ikka Mitzvah. He's saying of Shach Svar, Shach is bringing him down to show that he says the Svar. That he says, no right from there, because he's doing his own mitzvah. That's why he makes the bracha. So this is all kasha, and the beskrov v'chari is not a dukivega. So I was thinking, the way I would learn dukivega is, Maisa is not saying a behechlet. I don't think he's saying behechlet that when every child lights, it's makayim his own mitzvah. I think he's only saying an oifen is kenzan azoy, and an oifen avi yeshudchais. Like, don't bring a raya to the machoidus pichodesh and lomi rabba. We have a machoidus if you can make a bracha and hit the mitzvah. So, chay, you can bring a raya from the fact that every child makes his own bracha, and it's only hit the mitzvah. Kivega says, no, it's not muchach, because maybe he's makayim his own mitzvah. So, I think the most you could see in Kivega is he's clearing the shayla. He says, you could say it's a raya if you say that it's only the mitzvah and it'd be a raya to the Eliyahu. Or you could say it's not right to Eliyahu, like the Pichadish, because maybe he's Makam Islam. I think the curious is Musupik in it, not a Dova Bara. So it's not Nabdavka, the biggest kasha on the Biskurov. But again, in Svara, it's very seristic of Machoikas. So nice of when all the B'nai Abayas, when they like.
What's my meaning when you go back onto Tshayim
Rav? That's for sure just to the mitzvah.
So do you make a brother?
Oh, so I gather Shach brings that down. Somebody wanted to bring a raya from there. That
you don't
make a bracha. So you want to bring a raya. You don't. Yeah, the raya they bring. The raya is because the Ramos is beferish that when you choiza and sits in hamaakven the semino, you do make a bracha. That's state in Ramah. And that's because when you go back even a day later, because says obviously it was no mila. Now you get it wasn't the mal. Now you're fixing it. So the medayik in the Ramah, but smashm if you go back to sitz she'im akven the semino, you go back to mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So from there you have a raya that
even if you do go back,
right? But you don't make a bracha. It's always meduik in the Ramah. So Shach brings down. So he saw in the one that chayin. We want to bring a raya. It's machoikus pichosh only rabbi. You see from here you don't make a bracha in the mitzvah. But Shach answers that very good. He answers that it's no raya because on stam the hid the mitzvah. Of course you don't make a bracha. No one thought that. Even the only rabbi didn't think that. The only reason Tzad, the only rabbi had to say over here that you make a bracha and hit the mitzvah is because this hit the mitzvah was a takana kavua for Ngatzmai by Chazal. This hit the mitzvah is not stam, it's a hit the mitzvah which is in the braisa, which the braisa is like Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Kaminian Yimeichanaka, or Yom Hayyotza. So when you have a special takana kavua from Chazal, that's where you have a bracha on it. That's why the only rabbi holds you make a bracha on this hidda mitzvah of making it the neiros kimei chanukah. But even the rabbi would not say by stam hidda mitzvah the other end.
So that's a chilek with Rashab thinking the chanukah.
Right. I was thinking that also.
If you say that, then you're not saying that.
I was thinking that also. Then you could say.
Then you don't have the piskav anymore.
What? Then.
It's chol for me, because over here, Rashab, because there was a special takana on the hidda mitzvah.
But if you have a svar that and the Ramshid is that the mitzvah is only b'shas ma'aseh mitzvah, then even this takana kavua, this takana was niskan, the masakan takana kavua on the mitzvah itself. I think Beis Levi, he wants to say that what's the machlokes Rambam in the Torah. If you go back on Sitz and Shemach as being on Chol, that the Ramashid is you only go back b'shas ma'aseh mitzvah, and Tzur holds in the Ramah holds you'll go back even when it's not b'shas ma'aseh mitzvah. So I just want to ask on that. L'chayr, this should be telling in the Chiyur that the Chayrim Kler, if mitzvah's meaning is a one-time mitzvah, b'shas the ma'aseh mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah that's m'sheches? Like I think you would say also that's mitzvah m'sheches. Kol yimechayev, a person's whole life that he's gemalt, he's mekayim the mitzvah. Is it a constant mitzvah? And one of the rays they bring, I think I saw this once, I don't have the safe in them, I think I saw it once in Skan Aaron from Aban Wolken, the Pinskarov, the Machab Sefer Beis Aaron, that he went to bring a raya from the famous Gemara in Menachas, from Gimel and Beis. The Menachas says that David Melch, Beshoah, Shenichas, Vesamechas, Veroah, Se'atz, my Orem, Bolei Mitzvahs, Bolei Torah, Bolei Tzvil, Moi Tzitzis, Ama Oili, Shadiyar, Midam, Bolei Mitzvahs. David Melch, when he went into Vesamechas, he felt bad. He said that this moment, the Beis Mechaz, you can't learn Torah. I can't wear tefillin. I can't wear tzitzis. This moment, I have no mitzvahs. The Beis Mechaz is a person in every moment of his life. He had mitzvahs. He said, Arum an evil mitzvah. An Arum without mitzvahs. Kevin Shinitzka, the Mingle Shabbosari, and the Shashra died, the Gemara says. But once he reminded himself about the Mingle that he has, he felt better. That's the Gemara. So they want to be away from here. Why didn't he feel better? If Mila was a one-time mitzvah that he did when he was 8 days old, well, it's just a ton now. Why is he feeling better? And Chayyus away from here, that Mila is a mitzvah nimsheches. It's a mitzvah that continues the person's whole life.
Two types of mitzvahs, Zayin Gemal,
nice. Whatever. Okay, so Zayin Gemal. Well, Mice, if you have a mitzvah, it's Zayin Gemal, then the mitzvah remains always a Chayyus Akash and Vesel Levi. So, he does mean that?
I believe so.
Oh, okay, yes, see, Zayin, and see that. I looked at it again, but I didn't see that. I looked at it many years ago. Oh, I should have said also, the Vesel Levi in his main shtick over here, really the main part of Vesel Levi, when he wants to say this Chiddush, this Chakir, can hit the mitzvah be only b'shas ma'is mitzvah, or can it be even later on, after he finished the mitzvah, he wants to learn it in the sugi itself, in the shakav atay, the gemara, it's a complicated gemara, but they have lechem mishnah, lechem panim, sorry, lechem panim, in the Shabbos, kiflam gilam beis, and he wants to learn in two akimtis in the gemara, it's totally in the still shakav atay, the priyitzchuk, a bit featherberg learns the gemara differently, but he wants to learn in the gemara, and that's the way he wants to learn the machaikas ramah in the Torah. And the biskrov is saying, this is the lishitasim, ramah in the Torah, lishitasim. Again, this is Rav Shach's taina, and a lot of people have this taina that the son is Yetzir Zal Mitzvah. But I still think that the Biskarov has a makom, because I don't think it's Muchach Nimkivega. Kivega is just Mitzadnit. And I think the Biskarov's Mahanch is really Pashup Shat in the Gemara, in the Braisa. It's more Pashup Shat that the Ikka Mitzvah is Ne'e Ishu Beisri. If a Mahadrin is Ne'e Chavecha, that's only a
Hidden Mitzvah. So we're going to bring from Dal of the Mel, but what do you want?
That the mitzvah is nimshach kol yimechaya.
So
if the mitzvah is kol yimechaya, then why is Ram hold? You can't be chayz of a sitzin she'en makmin samila. Why is Ram hold? You can't be makmin. Even if you hold that the hidmas has to be b'shas mitzvah, it's always b'shas mitzvah. It's always b'shas mitzvah. You think it has to be b'shas mitzvah from the mice mitzvah, not nish design gemalt. Why?
How does it start off to the
Maestro? Now, Veta mentions what is Gamal Mehuda. Now,
what happens by itself? Not
lying. Should
be a certain way. Maestro Mila should be the right way. It goes on.
It's all
that came to Mila, does it? It's called Gamal. Because he had the right Mila, so it's called Gamal. But it's not the Matthias
that's the difference. One more thing. There's, actually, there's a lot more things to speak about the Sinyan, but if you don't have time, I have it written down over here on the papers. But just to add one last hour, the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, he brings down from the Knesset Yecheskel that Sfadim are not like Rambam. I understand that Bemis is a third sheet, there's a Tosa sheet, which is a little bit different. The way I understand the Sfadim do more like the Tosa, so the Knesset Yecheskel says that the Sfadim did like the Rambam, that only the father lights. Right. Yeah. Only the father lights, but he lights kafi minyan shir beisai.
Yeah.
No. That's not the way they do it today. I know that they do like tosis. They do like tosis. But tosis is a whole third sheet, and it's the machaber, right? It's a whole third sheet. But there's a Knesset Yecheskel. The Shaiyshu brings down. Maybe it was Sfadim in a different part of the world, different Medina. But there was Sfadim in the Medina that he says actually did like the Rambam, that they did minyan shir beisai. That's what he says. They did like the Rambam, they did committee on Shibesa, and just the father led. So the father will light on the last night. If he had 10 people there, so he would talk light 8 years. And he brings in Santa Shai, and what if there's an Ashkenazi living by this Fadi's house? Is this Fadi, he had a bacha who lived by him, he took in Yeshiva Bacha from out of town, and this Ashkenazi wants to light his own menorah, and this Fadi goes, Hetzu, the Abba Minig is that I light for everybody, and the kid wants to light, no, I'm Ashkenazi, I want to light my own menorah. So the Tensis Yecheskel, he says, he should let the Ashkenazi light himself, and lo yimcha b'ayin. I think the Tensis Yecheskel was from the Svadish Achrenim, Ms. Diamond, he said, let him light, let the Ashkenazi can light himself, and don't be moicha. And the Shari Tshuva says, and he not over loisis koydudu, ayin shem milsa b'tayma. So you only show Moses Kodesh. Moses Kodesh is live in the Torah, and it's stated in Pesachim and Moshul. Some people put on tefillin on Chol Moed, some people don't. Stated in one base medrash, you should not have some people doing one way, some people doing the other way. That's Moses Kodesh. Like that's a good, that's a good. This Klai Yisrael is supposed to act the same, and not supposed to act differently. You act differently, at least let it be a different base medrash. But in the same base medrash, you don't act differently. So here also, how do you have in one house some of the people doing minig of Rambam and one person doing minig of Rambam? Why is that Moses Kodesh? So he doesn't bring down the Tshuva. I didn't have to save it to look at it inside. The Shari Tshuva just says, Ayin Shem Musa B'tayim. Give a look over there. He has a Gishmak Asvar. Why it's not Moses Kodesh. But I was clearing, what would the father light in this case? How many names would he light? Let's say there's 10 people in the house. So the Svadish father, quote, is doing like the Rambam, according to the Knesset Yecheskel. He normally would light 10 nears the first night, or 80 nears the last night. But now, one of the kids is an Ashkenazi, and he's lighting himself. Does the father still light 10? Does he still say, there's 10 people here, I'm lighting 10? Or do you say, no, once this Ashkenazi is lighting for himself, I'm not going to light for you, I only light 9. What? You hold, he still lights 10. You hold it according to the Ramashit, he still lights 10. But the only reason is to be Mekayim Nenlechol Avechad. I mean, we're having great Nenlechol Avechad by him, he's doing it on his own. That was a little bit of my suffix. We're in a whole set of posture that, no, we got the Ashkenazi doing like himself, and despite this, but his proper minute, he would light 10. Okay, there's another, this guy, the Santa Zach and the Rambam. Let's see if I find it. The Rambam Zok, when he brings down the Gashitosei, that the father writes all of them, but he does write in the Indian Nelmachach Echad, the Rambam Zoshin is, Mahavis and Mitzvah, Malik Neus, Community Anshe Habayis, he lights himself, Kafid Nama the Bayis, Nelmachach Echad, and Nef of everyone in the house, Bein Anoshim, Bein Noshim. The Rambam Zok, the Feirish, when the father writes, he lights for the Noshim also. If there's 5 men in the house and 5 women, that's when the Rambam he'll light 20. If he would have more, 6 women, he would light 12. He would light Tefi Manche Beis, it includes Nashim. But the way we do, like the Ramah, and Meduchsech, I'm pretty sure that the Ikkum, you know, some people do maybe do it different, but the Ikkum is women do not light, the girls do not light. They just think they're Mishtatif, we light for them. The Chiv is really on women also, because Afhein Hoi Boi Senes. And they're there, and we might see them, and they're there for the singing and everything, we make them part of it, but they're not, they don't actually light. Mifetzech, that women don't light. So what's the chiluk? How come according to the Rambam says the Anshe Nelchach Avechad includes Noshim? Rambam says Befeirish. But why don't we do it that way?
So where do they truly
just? I'm not sure. You mean, I think it's Chosefer. Maybe you mean that. But Chosefer does not. Right, I heard Chosefer. I wouldn't say that. That'd be the Teretz. So because I heard Chosefer. I think it's Bavus B'Shem Chosefer wants to explain. What's the reason that women don't like Nechanah or girls Noshim don't like Nechanah today?
A woman
who's alone does like, by the way. If it's an Amon or a salon, or a woman who's alone, the husband's in the place in the house or something, the woman he can't light, the woman lights. The woman does like. But if the men do, the women don't like, why not? We do Nelchach Vecher, all the boys do it, why not the girls also? So Seif explains, Pasha, because it's found a Pasuk in the Hillim called Kvudu Basmach Panima. It's Pasha and it sneezes. That Nelchanak is done outside, was done by the window, and to stand there and do a Gansa Maisalok, and men are walking by in front of them to go do a Gansa Maisalok is Nishkan sneezes. As a man, this is only a problem according to Ramah, that the Nelchach Vecher is actually everyone lighting, and you want the Noshim and the girls to light, then we teach that, you know what, Mahadrin is a big thing, Nelchach Vecher is a big thing, but it does not the Mokum Sneas. It's very nice you want to do Mahadrin there, but not Mokum Sashang with Sneas. The boys could do it, but if the girls Mokum Sneas, we're Mvat on the Mahadrin, they don't do the Mahadrin. According to the Rambam, it's not a sneeze problem, it's just the father's the one lighting for everybody. So the father's lighting for everybody, he could do if he had Shabbos. So remember, Feirish, remember the Rambam, the Rambam is like Feirish, Ma'adah's a mitzvah, Ma'adah's a neus, community, and she habayis, then lochol ha-chavechad, bein ha-noshim, bein ha-noshim. The Rambam even points it out, bein ha-noshim, bein ha-noshim, it goes on ha-noshim also.